This is Digital Dave.
And Fast Eddie.
And you're listening to Hot Start.
On EAA Radio.
Yes, that's where it is.
And we would like to thank Ron Demek.
No, that's Nemec.
Nemec, right,
boy,
from Austin,
glasses.
Texas. He's listening to us this morning.
Hello, Austin.
Hello, Austin. Yeah, is it hot down there? Because it sure is up here.
It's Texas. I'm sure it's hot.
Yes, it is.
And we're joined by someone who comes from someplace that's never too hot.
Absolutely.
Dennis Dames of the Royal Bahamas Police Department. How are you, sir?
Oh, I'm pretty well. And how's yourself?
Doing very good.
Can't wait to go to the Bahamas now.
Now, he's here to tell us Americans to take it easy when we get there, and we'll never get to meet him.
That's the idea.
Now, you're obviously a pilot as well?
Yes.
So you're flying policeman?
A flying policeman, yes.
Wow.
Patrol car, now a patrol airplane. That's
it's a
cool
lot harder
idea.
To lean out the window and stick the red light on top of it.
The siren must be interesting, too.
Yeah. What exactly do you do down there, then?
Well, basically, we do air patrols for the, you know, the Bahamas itself. It's a wide area, even though it's a small nation. It's spread out over 100,000 square miles of about 700 islands and keys. So we have to patrol those islands. We have to make sure that the drug boys don't take over. And what we do on a daily basis is we patrol the island. We divide the island up in the country up in sectors, and we patrol by sectors. We would start with central and then move on to southwest, northern, and most of the time, we depending on intelligence we have received, we would fly or patrol that particular area based on the intelligence received. So patrolling the islands is one of the things we normally do, and of course we have to do a lot of transport as well, because you know we have one police force, and the force takes care of the whole country. So in times where you have to come in places where you have the commercial airlines do not fly, we have to then take these officers to these small island and keys that you do not have commercial flights to go into. So basically, and of course, we have to transport prisoners from these islands back to the capital who were sentenced to prison. All of these things that we would have to do.
So it's like never a dull moment.
No, not at all.
I was going to say, the flying down there has to be pretty challenging. I imagine you just have a lot of backcountry strips out there, as well as you might be landing on water as well.
Well, not lying on the water thing, but we do have small, very small strips in some of the keys, because, you know, some of these islands are real small, and some of them are owned by, residents don't live there, but they're owned by foreigners that comes in and they would build a home, they would purchase some of these small keys, and they would build their homes and whatnot, and they find it to be a lot of fun, so we have a lot of that going on. But when we fly, the type of aircraft we fly, we'll be able to get into all these small keys. We have a Cessna Caravan 208B. I don't know if you're familiar with that aircraft.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that aircraft can fly anywhere. And that's the particular aircraft that we use to fly into the small keys and small island where we have the small airport. It can land on dirt strip, grass, gravel, regardless. We can land on it. So that's the type of aircraft we use, so we can get into anywhere in the Bahamas.
And you can carry a lot of stuff with you.
Oh, yeah. You can carry
fuel.
A whole lot of stuff.
Yeah. I'm sure the fuel's not available on some of those small strips.
Yeah, we make sure, depending on where we're going, make sure that we have sufficient fuel.
Now, does one officer get familiar enough with a sector that he can fly over and go, hey, that's new?
Yeah, what happened is we have our pilots are all experienced pilots. So if we have an officer that just joined the air wing section, he would fly along to gain sufficient experience to be able to understand all of the island and keys, because if you're not familiar with those islands, there's a whole lot. And if you're not familiar with them, you could get lost. But we have, all our pilots are well trained, and we're not going to send somebody out there who's not prepared to do it.
Well, how long does it take to get trained like that? It sounds like a year or more before they set you out on your own.
Well, it'll take about 3 to 4 years before have a pilot.
I was being optimistic.
so it's really a kind of a two-headed job here. First off, you're a pilot. Second, you're a police officer. So you've got to ferry yourself and to be able to take care of business. What kind of qualifications do you have to become a pilot?
Well, to be a pilot in the force, the police force, Bahamas Police Force, first of all, you must be a police officer. But the qualifications we required is that you must have, because the police force is a civil force, it's a civil organization, so you must have a commercial pilot license with instrument rating, multi-engine rating, you must have to be able to fly with the police force.
That's a lot of requirements.
That is.
So you're looking for a pilot who essentially decided he wants to be a policeman at the same time.
Yes.
Not because there's a whole lot of years of that to get all those ratings.
Sounds like it could be an interesting job. What kind of situations are you normally flying into down there?
Well, what are you called to handle?
Yeah, what are you called to handle?
I can imagine just about anything.
Oh, well, what we have, let's say for instance, we have a disturbance going on in the furthest island in the Bahamas, which is Great Inagua. We had an incident where there was a police involved shooting, and a civilian was shot, was killed, and there was an uproar on the island because, you know, the island is a small place and everybody's family.
Everyone knows everyone, right?
Exactly. And the officer had to take shelter in the clinic because what he did, it was a riot. They destroyed the police station. They burned the police station down. And the thing about it is, when they contacted Nassau, we had to fly them. We had to fly our strike force there to try to control the people. And by the time when we get at Great Inagua, they had blocked the runway with barrels. So but the thing about it is, they put it halfway across the runway. But of course, we fly in a caravan, so we can land that anywhere, and we're able to land into Great Inagua just using half of the strip. And get our strike force people in there and try to control. Once the strike force in there, we try to control the people and calm them down. But these are some of the things we would have to quickly get into places like some of the islands where you have incidents like these are happening. And in some cases as well, you'd find that the drug traffickers, they would come in and they would land on one of the islands, and the officers on the island, you'd have one or two officers on the island, they would call Nassau, and we would have to get down in quick time to give them some assistance as well.
What's the funniest thing you've ever had happen on a flight? I'm going to make you think now.
Well, the funniest thing I ever had happen, well, it wasn't funny at first, but I find it funny later. We were coming in, I was not in a caravan at the time. I was in a Piper Navajo, and we were flying this Piper Navajo. It was a civilian aircraft, but because we needed, we put a police sign on it, and we were using it for police patrols. And we were coming in from Bimini with a prisoner, going back into Nassau, and we lost the right engine. And when we lost the right engine, my co-pilot said, he contacted Tower and said, Tower, this is Royal Bahamas Police Force 1. We just lost our left right fan, and it's getting pretty hot up here.
I can imagine what the prisoner was thinking at the time.
That was one of those deer in the headlights moments.
Oh, my goodness, yes. Oh, my goodness. Well, we're sure glad to have you.
Well, it's good to be here.
And you're over at the International Federal Pavilion?
Yes.
Oh, so we can go over there and talk to you when we get off the radio station.
Yes, you can come and see what all the Bahamas have to offer. You know, like I said, there is...
And hopefully that, you know, you're not part of that deal. Hopefully we never get to see you when we're there.
Well, no, unless it's on a friendly basis.
Yes, after hours. I would like that after hours.
Much better. Much better.
By the way, are the umbrella drinks in the Bahamas really as good as everybody says?
Well... there's a saying, it's better in the Bahamas.
See, there you go. That's all you need to know.
Life is good then.
Point the airplane south.
Let's go.
All right. Well, thank you again for joining us, sir.
Well, thank you for having me.
All right. I'm Fast Eddie.
And this is Digital Dave.
And you're still listening to EAA Radio.
This is EAA Radio, but we are done for the day.
We're done for the day.
Real quick, we are again coming in loud and clear at Samsung, Austin, Texas. You're at work.
Oh, and hey, Rob from Australia, thanks for listening, man. We appreciate it.
Wait, we'll stand upside down so it looks right on the camera. Oh!
We'll work on that.
This is EAA Radio.